You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Part 2. Andrew was seated behind Mercedes' desk in the lobby, checking his email on his own laptop. He could have sat in the office, but felt that with Mercedes gone, the lobby shouldn't be empty. He was considering letting Matt take the desk when he came by after school, but right now, he savored the peace and quiet. It had been a rough few weeks, and he was grateful that it didn't seem like the world was coming to an end this weekend. When the door opened, he looked up and frowned. "Charlie, what are you doing here? Something wrong?" Charlie looked like he'd had a bad day. The usually immaculately dressed security chief was unshaven, and his blazer and pants didn't match. "No. Well, yes, I suppose. Have you seen Mercedes?" "No, she's out sick. I haven't heard from her today. In fact, I was going to check up on her later. Why?" Charlie sat down on the other side of the desk. Andrew swung his legs down off the desk and faced him. "Because I haven't heard from her since the other night, when we had a fight. Well, I say fight, but it was more like an argument. She stormed out, haven't seen or heard from her since, so naturally, I'm a little worried." Andrew bit his lip. "Huh. Mercedes never seemed like the type to just storm out in a huff. What did you guys fight about?"
That's personal. No offense."
"None taken, but I can't really help you, Charlie. I haven't seen her since the night in the park, which would be right before she went to meet you. Have you tried calling her?"
"Of course I have," Charlie sighed.
"I'm not an idiot. She doesn't answer."
"Did you go by her place?"
"I went by, yes, and there's a light on up there."
"But you didn't just go up and ring her doorbell?"
Charlie looked at him and cocked his head.
"You didn't have a lot of relationships in your life, did you?"
"2, since you ask. Why?"
"Because if a girl screens her calls and doesn't answer, she doesn't want to talk to you on her doorstep either. I don't want to stand outside her window with a boombox playing Peter Gabriel to the entire Mission Street like in some stupid 80s movie."
Andrew grinned.
"You know, and here I had you picked as the type to do something grand and romantic just like that."
"Thanks, I guess. Look, I just wanted to see if she'd come into work. Would you tell her I was here?"
"Sure thing. And Charlie."
Andrew pointed to Charlie's face. "Even though I only dated 2 people, let me give you a piece of advice. Go shave. Change your clothes. Look like yourself. If she's not seeing the guy she's in love with, you're behind on points already."
"All right. Thank you, Andrew."
Charlie got up. "I'll go home and change. But let me know if if she says anything I should know."
"To be honest, Charlie, I'm Mercedes' friend, first and foremost. No promises, but I'll see what I can do."
Of course, I get that." Charlie went out the front door and closed it behind him. Andrew leaned back in his chair, rubbing his chin. Trouble in paradise for Mercedes and Charlie. What could they have been fighting over?
His thoughts were interrupted by his cell phone. He picked it up, but didn't recognize the number.
"This is St. Francis Memorial Hospital calling for Feline Swarovski. Is she there, please?"
Andrew swallowed. He had canceled Feline's cell phone, but he had instructed the phone company to forward calls to his cell phone for the remaining months of the subscription. He didn't expect the sound of Feline's name from a stranger's mouth to hit him so hard, but he felt tears sting his eyes. He blinked them away as he said,
No, this is her boyfriend. Feline passed away a few weeks ago."
The voice on the other end hesitated.
That's unfortunate. I apologize, Mr. Picard. You say you are Miss Swarovski's boyfriend? I am. Was. Whatever. What can I do for you? Well, Miss Swarovski is listed as an emergency contact for William Darcy. He was brought into the hospital today, and I'm afraid he's passed away, sir. Andrew licked his lips. Darcy was dead?
How did he...
He began, but couldn't finish. It looks like simple old age, Mr. Picard, although it might have been a stroke. He was found by a customer in the store. Apparently, he opened the store this morning, but sometime since then just sat down in a chair and died.
Thank you for calling. I mean, is there anything I need to do? Collect him, or...
It seems Mr. Darcy was expecting to not be long for this world. I already called the other emergency contact, which was his lawyer, and he assured me that everything would be taken care of according to Mr. Darcy's wishes. He would arrange undertaker services and so on. You don't need to worry.
That's good to know. Well, thank you for calling me.
My condolences, Mr. Picard.
Thank you. Good day to you.
Andrew got up from his chair and walked around the lobby. He felt the need to move, to make his heart pump faster. Finally, he wrote a text message to Matt and said he had left for the day before putting on his helmet and heading for his motorcycle. He would drop by Mercedes' place and then go get his sweats and go for a run in Golden Gate Park. He was sure Jim wouldn't mind. 20 minutes later, Andrew parked his bike on Mission Street and looked up at Mercedes' apartment. The building wasn't new, had a faded yellow color, and had the classic pattern of fire escapes running along the facade. On the ground floor was a cocktail bar, but the floors above were small and cheap apartments. He had only visited Mercedes once, but he knew what window belonged to her. Charlie had been right. There was a light on behind the window, but if Andrew's memory served him, it was a little reading light in her windowsill. It didn't mean she was there. Still, after Charlie's visit, he felt it even more necessary to check on her.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The building didn't have a buzzer, so Andrew walked up the stairs to her door, leaving his helmet locked to the bike downstairs. He listened for a moment by the door, but couldn't hear anything. He shrugged and knocked. A few seconds went by, and he heard Mercedes on the other side.
Who is it?
It's Andrew. I was just dropping by to see if you were okay and if you needed anything. He could hear the rattling of the chain on the other side, and she unlocked the door.
Come on in.
He opened the door and came into the apartment. Mercedes had taken a step back so he could enter and stood at the doorway into the living room. Her small apartment was uncharacteristically messy, and Mercedes herself looked like she'd been crying. Both her eyes were puffy and red. She was wearing pink pajamas and a bathrobe.
"I'd ask if you were okay, but it seems kind of redundant," Andrew said dryly.
"Charlie came by the office, so I thought I'd drop in on you and hear what was going on." Mercedes pointed to her couch, and Andrew sat down. She sat in her recliner on the other side of the dining room table.
Charlie came by?
Yes. He said you'd been dodging his calls, and he wanted to know if you were okay.
Did he tell you why?
If he had, I wouldn't be asking.
Andrew reached a hand out and touched Mercedes gently on her shoulder.
Look, I'm on your side. I just want to know if you're okay and if there's anything I can do to make you feel better.
Not really.
Mercedes sniffled and took a tissue from a pack on the table.
But you guys didn't break up, I take it.
Otherwise, why would he be coming by to check on you and look like he'd gotten dressed in the dark?
No, we didn't break up exactly, although we might as well.
Mercedes cleared her throat, and her voice became a closer approximation of her usual tone.
Charlie's been given a promotion.
Well, that's in New York. He's going to be moving there. Wow. Andrew ran a hand over his face. Didn't see that one coming. So, what's going to happen? Are you going to try long distance, or?
I don't know what's going to happen. I think he was kind of just expecting me to move with him. Just uproot my life and go along and live in Manhattan. What would I do in Manhattan and leave all of you guys behind?
Andrew, who no more than a few days ago had been prepared to do just that, blushed.
You're my friends. I barely ever see my family, so you guys are all I have. Oh, Dios mío, my family. I haven't really spoken to any of them in so long now.
Maybe you should then, Andrew said. Give them a call and talk to them. Maybe go see your parents or something. Get your head together. But you might want to have a word with Charlie first. I think whatever went down between you guys must have hit him just as hard.
You think so?
Mercedes looked at him, her eyes shining. She wasn't crying, but he could see the tears waiting in her eyes. The guy was a mess. I know how snappy he normally dresses, and today he looked like he'd found his clothes at Goodwill. Unshaved, red eyes. Looked like he'd been up all night.
You think he was up all night over this?
He didn't look like he was coming off the night shift, if that's what you mean. If you guys had a fight, of course he'd be miserable. I'm not saying you should just jump into his arms if you're mad at him, but at least give the guy a call.
Uh-huh.
Mercedes put her tissue down.
You say you're on my side, but sounds more like you're on his.
No, I'm with you, promise. But does that mean I can't think you should talk to each other and work things out? Mercedes sighed.
No, I suppose not. It's been a while since I talked relationship issues with a man. It's the kind of thing one normally has girlfriends for.
As long as you don't ask to braid my hair, I'm okay with being a girlfriend. Andrew grinned at her. Is there anything I can get you? Food? Something to drink? Half a gallon of ice cream? Mercedes shook her head.
No, I'm fine. You've just given me an idea. I think I will call someone from my family. My Aunt Connie.
Who's she?
She was my favorite aunt when I was a kid. My mom's older sister. She's a little bossy and weird, but she looked after me growing up when my parents were too busy with a restaurant to do, you know, social stuff with me. She lives in San Diego now, and last time I talked to her, she said how she'd love to see me again and how she'd never been to San Francisco. Maybe I'll ask her to come visit me here.
Here? Andrew looked around the small apartment. There's no room for a guest here. Where would you put her? Standing up in the shower, or is she small enough to sleep in a dresser drawer?
Good point.
Mercedes tapped her finger on her temple.
Oh, what if I asked Jim if I could borrow his guest room?
Assuming Jim hasn't asked the new kid to sleep in my old room, I don't see why he would have issues with that. He's all alone in the house now.
New kid?
Mercedes' brow furrowed.
You mean Matt? Did you guys hire him?
Yes, part-time. A student job, Jim calls it. He might be useful with those kinds of powers.
Okay, and I agree. He seemed like a nice boy.
Mercedes got her phone from the table, and Andrew had time to see the list of missed calls before she lifted it to her ear. Her voice became more relaxed as she spoke, and Andrew could tell she was making an effort to sound normal.
Jim! Hi, sorry to bother you. Are you... What's that hammering?
She listened.
Oh, really? Rebuilding the club? That's nice of you. No, I'm fine. It's just some relationship drama. Andrew's here, so I'm okay. I'll be in tomorrow, I think. Listen, can I ask you a favor? Could I borrow the guest room in the office if I had a family member coming in from out of town? I've got no room at my place and... Yeah? Really? Great! Thanks, Jim. I'll make it up to...
She pulled the phone quickly away from her ear as a high-pitched scream came from the speaker. She grimaced and put the phone back to her ear.
What the hell was that? He hit his tail?
Yikes. He shouldn't hammer and talk if he can't multitask. Sheesh.
Okay, look. I'll see you tomorrow. Promise. Okay? Bye.
She put the phone down.
Jim has apparently decided to go into the builder business with Bob. I wonder if it's safe to leave those two alone with tools.
Andrew smiled. I'll go have a look and supervise them. I was actually going to go for a run, but this is just as good. It might be nice to do something physical for a change that doesn't involve mortal danger. I already told Matt to not bother coming in. We got a slow day at the office anyway.
Do that, and I'll see you tomorrow. Now, I think I'll call Connie.
Okay. Feel better. Andrew got up, and Mercedes walked him the few steps to the door. He put a hand on her shoulder and squeezed it gently.
Look, Mercedes, if there's anything I can do, you helped me out a lot when Feline... I feel like I should be there for you as well. You are. Thanks for coming by.
She smiled at him and gave him a wink.
I'm really stronger than I look, you know.
I think you look pretty strong, actually. Andrew opened the door.
See you later.
When she had closed the door behind him, some of the spark left Mercedes' face. But when she picked up the phone again and pressed a number, she smiled when she heard the voice on the other end.
Aunt Connie? Es tu sobrina favorita, Mercedes.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.